Travis, your board, calling the fine nine. Thank you all for allowing me to be with you this evening. I'm in a room with greatness.
Amen.
Y'all want me to say that? I'm in a room with greatness.
Amen.
As I was thinking about just starting out, I wanted to say that to you because somebody spoke that to me when I was an 18-year-old freshman at the University of Alabama. And those words, I lived up to on the football field. And so why not in life? Amen? So, whatever's on your mind that's heavy on your heart, between me and Brother Litton, just get in a place where you just ask the Lord. It's just, I like to just come away from meetings like this with just one thing that I can chew cud on and just wear it out, get great at it. That's how you become great. And so that's what I recommend. Just ask Lord, give me one thing that I can take and focus on. Just powerfully download in my life. Men, the number of men in this room, we could change all of Mobile.
Come on.
Alabama. The southeast of the United States, the United States of America. Men in this room. So I want to challenge you tonight. Tonight is this, you're going to strike a match, start a forest fire. Woo!
Come on.
And you go set it ablaze for the forest God's given you.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So as we share tonight, you just ask, Lord, give me one thing that I can just get on fire. Tell y'all this real quick joke. I ain't great at telling, but I'm gonna tell this one anyway. All six of our adult children, our youngest is 30 this year, and so we have three boys, three girls. Anyway, so when they were growing up, I was a big Jerry Clower. Anybody know Jerry Clower?
Yeah.
You ever heard this one about the old farmer that had the he raised cows and a couple of bulls sitting around one day? He got talking. He said, you know, master, he done bought another bull. Say, you heard about that bull?
No, man, I ain't heard about it.
Well, I heard about it. Say, it's a big old Brahma bull. Say, now, I don't know about you, but I ain't sharing none of my cows with you. How about you? You gonna share your cow?
No, I ain't sharing none of my cows with you.
So one day, that big old tractor trailer pulled up, boy, backed up. Got to put that thing in park, let down the back gate, boom! The biggest, meanest, ugliest Brahma bull, couple of humps on the back, just boom! Boom! Come down the gate, boom! Stepped off onto the pasture. One of them old bulls over there that had been just conversating, said he wasn't going to share it with him. He just starts to snort. Man, he ran up. He snot flying everywhere. Bull next to him said, "You fool, you gonna get killed. What you doing?" He said, "I'm letting you know I'm a bull." I'm going to read these scriptures to you, and Peter chapter 1. Y'all don't mind when we read the word, y'all stand with me. I'm gonna read these verses. Amen. Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained life, precious faith, because by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you'll never stumble.
Come on, amen.
For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. May you bless the hearers this evening. All God's people said,
amen.
You may be seated. Amen. So I just ran to you. And so Peter is saying that he wanted to stir them up. You know, you can get in trouble when you start stirring things up. I think Brother Vivian is going to come and talk about trouble in a minute. I said, you can get in trouble when you start stirring things up. So what we want to do tonight, we want to look at these verses tonight and look at what the Lord says. He said, now, add this to your faith. I'm sure if I were to ask you tonight, don't raise your hand, but how many of you know you're in the faith? Don't raise your hand. You're in Christ. You're in the faith. That's your situation. The Word of God said, now there's some things you need to add. There's some things you need to be working towards. And so Peter's reminding them that, hey, he said, I want to stir you up in this. You know, a lot of times nothing not wise until God allows things to get stirred up.
Right.
You're not going to move emotionally, intellectually, physically until things get stirred up.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And we live in a world and a culture that say, man, you know, I'm here, just let the rock right where I'm in. Let me just be solid. Amen.
Amen.
And God created you for greatness.
That's right.
Each and every one of us, that's what I said tonight, I'm sitting in a room with greatness.
Right.
See, a man or a woman of faith, you know what you're going to see, that's a man or a woman. lives born in chaos and conflict. He read to you my accomplishment, how I overcome. I put my character on my servant. That's worth writing down right there. You want to overcome? Every man in here has a circumstance. Don't look at me and think, guess what? You have six children and 10 grandchildren. I guarantee you, brother, they ain't got some circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
I got more than that than I had with God saved me.
Yeah.
I just learned that put my Christ-like character on.
There you go.
Yes.
And guess what he does? He gives you victory.
Yes.
All right.
He's the victorious one.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't know how to lose.
Yes, sir.
And you got to get excited about that. Even when it looks like you're not winning, you just stand on his word.
Yeah.
That's what a man of faith does. He stands on the word regardless of how the wind blows. I know. I played that left cornerback. Let me tell you something. They ain't giving out no free jobs in the NFL. They ain't just throwing them out. Hey, so you pull up, I was a starter for my rookie year. How did that happen? Faith. So they called man zero coverage. I'm out there, man. I got James Lawton, an all-pro, 6'4", 215 pounds. How you say, the Julio Jones before Julio? Man. It's on.
Shut him down.
You got to do your job. How did I succeed? Instructions that were given. I had to follow to it. Couldn't worry about who in the stands. Couldn't worry about what tier. We had a home game away. None of that matter. What's the instruction? How do you play man coverage? God has given us his holy word.
Amen.
You standing on it? Do you know enough to stand on it? Amen. So it says, add to your faith what? Virtue. Are you a man of virtue? We laughed at. We get laughed at there. This is what he says for virtue. He says, when you talk about virtue, a virtuous course of thought, feeling, and action. Moral excellence. God created us moral beings. You know, you know right and wrong. The world knows. It's the way God designed life. Nobody can tell you when you're right. Amen.
Amen.
And so you need what? You need truth. You need the word of God to do what? Empower you through his Holy Spirit on how you're supposed to live your life. When I come up in the hood, I look around, y'all know what I'm talking about. All everything you can think of that folks shouldn't be doing going on. I saw stuff growing up as a child I should have never saw.
Yes.
Impacted me. It affected me.
Amen.
So when God saved me at 13, I heard the gospel first time in my life that God loved me and it demonstrated it through Jesus, his son. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Woo! That's all I can tell you. It was over. What I mean? I came to know the Son of God.
Amen.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Right. Yeah.
God, from that moment on. Yeah. You know, it started in my spiritual veins, virtue, power, not just the thought of knowing to do the right thing, but now empowered. What God placed his Holy Spirit in us.
That's right.
Amen? Yeah. He says, be ye filled with it. Woo! Church, are you? Are, so there I was, I'm number 809, I walk around now. Now I'm trying, I'm trying to live holy, my sitting and say, wait, you know what you want? You need to live holy for me. So first place I started catching was from my family. Anybody know? Anybody else? You start catching from your family members. You know what else I found in that definition? Moral excellence. Valor. How about this one? Manliness. You know what's in one of the definitions? In virtue is manliness. How about this one? Excellence. In pursuit of excellence. You know what all of us should be tonight that came here? You and I should be in pursuit of excellence. And it doesn't stop. You let this 24-7, baby. You go to sleep tonight. When you wake up in the tomorrow morning, we come back. Man, we pursuing excellence. Woo! How come? Because I love the way, you know, playing for Coach Bryant taught me so many things, and I was sharing with Brother Tim. And man, it's just the athletic world taught me so many things about spiritual world. Because in athletics, you got to do it. You don't talk it. You do it. You can't say to Auburn University, hey, we're going to beat y'all. Now you got to go beat it. Amen? So excellence. You and I should be practicing excellence. You and I should be practicing to be a virtuous man. You got dogs to be virtuous, to be a virtuous woman. That's what I did. That's how I made it out. Remember how I made it out? No. Because I'm walking with Jesus now.
Yes.
And you know Jesus in the hood. And let go. Some of us, we get up out of here, you don't even go back. Right, well, I love Cheryl, Pastor Tim, Pastor Ed, them and Tim, and I said, man, Cheryl, what about somebody that followed this young black boy out of the hood of Birmingham? Every part of our history has been just reaching. Going in the hood in Birmingham. You know what's been awesome? You want to buy that? Right? You know why I stay excited? Because I'm being fulfilled.
Amen.
I'm doing the Great Commission. Go and make disciples.
There you go.
When you stop?
Never.
When you take your last breath? That's when you stop. What I found is, man, I have been so, it's so fulfilling. Man, those guys, here it is. I come along and I'm supposed to know all of it. And man, God's already gifted them in certain ways. It impacts me, brother. And you know what I'm talking about. Though. And the next thing, man, it's sharpening me. Woo! I'm a little bit sharper. I got the head gifted too. One young man, his name is Otis McGee. Grew up latchkey kid. Early 40s now, man. I met him 25 years ago. He didn't speak until he was 7 years old.
Wow.
He didn't say anything. When I met him, he was But today, he owns his own trucking company.
Amen.
Married.
Amen.
Four children.
Yes, glory to God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Come on.
God.
Have to look around, brother, and see the fruit. Amen. He shared with me one day. We sitting talk. So I live on the other side. He called over the mountain from Birmingham. You live with our wife over there, brother Castillo. Anyway, I bring him to my house for me. I bring all of them. Man, I burnt up some barbecue grills. Barbecue grills and couches. They weighing them out. He said, you know, I didn't have a vision for family until I met you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Young man grew up in the hood. Virtuous. Decided, I ain't dating. I'm going to be sexually pure. Did that for 10 years. Walk into the parking lot from church to his car, and there's another young lady that was an usher in the church. God speaks to her and says, that's your wife. 15 years ago.
They've been married 15 years now.
Praise God.
That's your wife. Virtuous. You know what song you came to my house? Hey man, we're holy around here. We live holy. I'm not talking about religious holiness. I'm talking about real holiness. Virtue. Don't be ashamed. Doesn't matter how the world wants to make us look.
That's right.
Teach your young man, hey man, keep your virginity, keep your purity. Woo!
Yes, sir.
How about knowledge? Next word is knowledge. You know what I like, the scripture I like to go to? Proverbs 1 and 7. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You know what I started knowing? When I came to Christ. So you can have tremendous intellect and be eaten. How many doctors kill abortions? Kill babies for 10, 15, 20 years. 39. Highly intelligent. They don't have a fear of God. So they don't know, when you fear him, when you truly fear him, you know, that's when you start knowing. You know how I call it? Wisdom. Yeah. My mom will tell you, boy, get some walking around sense. Everybody heard that old saying, they walking, you know, wisdom is walking around sense. So that when you come to know him and you're in faith, the Spirit of God starts working with and drawing you. Hey, you need to be holy. Am I expecting that? You walk in the Spirit. What I'm talking about, the Spirit is drawing you out of all of that.
Yeah.
I started going to church. Nobody, my mom would go, okay, but nobody was going to church, my friend.
Well, that's a good one there. How you doing on self-control?
we don't deal with. I'm human, you are too. God's calling you to be victorious. See, here we dealing with it, but don't allow to talk about it. We don't talk about it from the pulpit. Wonder why men ain't making it. Women ain't making it. So there I am, I got my good old look, right? And I lost it. Where?
In your heart.
So I'm on the way home, and it's a good 20-minute ride, right? The Lord said, so I repented, brother. Yeah, I said, Lord, I'm sorry for doing that, for looking at that woman that way. Lord, I'm sorry, oh God. And so and I asked the Spirit, yeah, just come, yeah, I forget you. He said, nah, but when you get home, tell your wife, started experiencing was